So, you sent the letter to the DMV. Did they do anything?
Well, I got a letter giving me an appointment for a trial by phone, is what they call it. It's one of their DMV special people call you up, and they talk to you and ask you a bunch of questions, and it's recorded. And I got the appointment for this trial by phone 2.5 months before it actually happened. So, I mean, I get this piece of paper, and then there's a date 2.5 months later. Call this phone number on that date.
All this time, you can't drive.
And all this time, I can't drive, and I can't...
Like a quick and speedy trial. Right?
I can't call anything. I mean, they're not a court of law, so they're not going to be held to anything like quick and speedy trial. You know, and that doesn't apply with the DMV.
Because this is a privilege.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy.
It's just like a trial, you know. You know, tell me to explain the situation, what exactly is happening, in my opinion.
In your opinion.
My opinion. You're a bunch of cocksucking bastards. You're a bunch of fucking assholes, man. You guys took away my fucking license. You don't even know what's going on, you pieces of shit. I hate your guts. I'm going to rip them out.
Precisely.
So, well, what did you really tell him?
Well, anyway, I can't remember the details now. Finally, 2.5 months later, I talked to this lady. And then she tells me, okay, well, you're going to get a response from us in 15 to 30 days.
Great.
So, of course, on the 30th day, I receive a letter. And actually, I called that day and asked them where it was, and then later that day in the mail it came. Jerkasses, you know, I mean, there's like no such thing as speed as far as the DMV is concerned.
Thanks, Brent.
One thing, I hope it starts pouring tonight because my job site is totally filthy and I want to clean the pavement off from it.
Cool.
I hate having to clean that myself.
So after 30 days, they sent you a letter. What was the result of the phone trial?
Well, the result of the phone trial was that I was going to be allowed to have my license back.
Yay!
And so I went down to the DMV with that, holding that letter in my hand. I said, I want my license. So they made me go through the test again. I had to redo the test.
The driving test?
Yeah.
You turn us an asshole?
No, I didn't have to do an in-car test.
Oh, the written test.
Just a written test.
That's good.
And then about 6 weeks later, I got my license in the mail.
Yay! Yeah, Andy, just to recap, is the stoplight on the bottom?
I don't know. Is it on the top?
How many months had it taken between the point when you came back and discovered you had no license to when you actually got it back?
Well, I had the Michigan license. Let's see. I actually drove for 2 months before I discovered that I didn't have a California license.
Ah.
You know, before I discovered that my license was suspended.
Ah.
So it was about six months from then.
Even after you got your license back, did you still owe any money?
No. I just paid the regular license fees. I think it was $65 or something.
And that was after, like, what, $5,000 in fines?
Yeah.